Listen up, people. We're back with another episode. You already know who it is. It's Bree.
And Jenna.
How you doing?
Hey.
Okay, so we have another episode for you, and today we would like to talk about pop culture.
Yeah.
All the pop culture tings.
Me being blissfully unaware of pop culture.
Okay, well,
have you seen that TikTok of that girl? She's like, is there any better sound than this? And she swishes her coffee.
Everybody made fun of her on TikTok. They're like, what is happening? There are a lot of
better sounds. Because she sounds like that. She's real up here. Oh. Is there any better sound?
That's giving like lunatic vibes. Like serial killer.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Pop culture. Here's the thing. I'm a very big fan. Like, I love pop culture. Anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love reality TV. It's my guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Trash TV is what I call it because it's really trash.
Yeah.
But I like it, you know? And here's the thing. I had this conversation with somebody at work the other day. And I think it boils down to this. I personally do not like drama in my own life.
Yeah.
I want to stay far away from drama. I don't like the vibes it gives me, okay? However, I'm quick to watch somebody else's. I want to see all the drama. Let it unfold before me. It's entertaining. As long as it's not my life, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, like, reality TV gives me that, like, fix without getting involved.
Yes.
You know?
Do you shout at your television?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? Why did you just say that to her? You know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Bachelor. I can't help it.
You know? I tried for, I remember for you, I watched Bachelor, and I just... Oh.
But what does she say? She's talking like this.
She's setting him up for money.
Yeah. So reality TV is a thing for me. And I like Love Island. And I like not Married at First Sight. What's the new one?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Okay.
I haven't watched the new
I shouldn't be season. Admitting this, but Cole and I have watched every season of Love is Blind. So this is what happened. We were bored one night. There was nothing.
And you withheld
this
information.
There was nothing to watch. And he was like, do you want to watch this trashy reality show? Like, let's just see if it's worth, like, cringy enough to be entertaining. I was like, you know what? Sure, why not? Whatever. We watched so many episodes that night. And so now we're invested because it's so cringy. And I don't know what it is. We love watching it and then making assessments about, like, who's abusive, who's a good person.
Oh, I forgot you had a dog.
Yeah, she's in there like, I hear you talking. Like, assessing people. And so that's what it is for us.
Yes.
Like the cringiness of it and be like, what do you think? Is he passive aggressive? Like we like analyze these people. So this season, there was a guy.
You're watching this season?
Oh, yeah. We watched Jennifer. It last night. Have you seen any of it?
No.
Is this going to be a spoiler if I tell you something that happened? Like I started shouting at the television.
Can I tell you anyway? Spoiler alert if you're watching it.
I won't say who. Okay. But there was one of the guys. We were watching it. And Cole's like, what do you think of this guy? I'm like, I don't trust him. He's too polished. Nobody is that polished.
Interesting.
Fast forward a couple of episodes. They don't cut the footage of him putting fake, like, tears in his eyes. I'm like, is it okay that I'm doing this? And they're like, by all means, if your eyes are hurting, sure. And then he, like, gets it and he's like, I just really thought I could love her. And I stood up and I was like, what did I say? I was shouting, what did I say? I told you. Oh, my God. He's fake. He's fake. Like, I was so...
I am shooketh to my core, Jennifer. We could have bonded over this. I could have...
Listen,
we could have had this watch party.
Listen, this is not something I'm proud of at all. This is just like, Remy, Mathilde, please. The dog is scratching the cabinet.
We could have had watch parties. We could have had pizza nights and like or eaten something together.
No, it's just something that passes the time for us, you know, and we get a kick out of it.
I'm so disappointed.
Apparently judging these people, making judgments on, you know,
absolutely.
Footage that is obviously altered. But
it's great though. And that's what I like about it. Like you know, you can just scream at your TV and like get invested and then turn it off and never think about it again.
We were watching and there's this one guy. I won't say who, obviously, because you don't watched it. And I was like, what do you think of this guy? Like, and I said, he is an abuser for sure. If he's not reached the point of abuse,
like physical abuse,
I think he's an emotional abuser. Okay. And you know what they say? Once they start down that route, at some point
it will
hit you. And it just, it started getting worse and worse. Like, he would pick these fights and gaslight this girl so bad. And, like, the last time they're sitting there engaged and he's asking her, you guys are on this date. It's like, tell me how you really feel. Like, do you feel like you can walk down the aisle? And she's like, you know, I just, because of this has been an ongoing problem for her. She's like, I'm not sure that if things got hard in life that you would still stick around, that you wouldn't run like you have.
Oh, wow.
And he wanted her to say that, like, I don't think I can marry you. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting there. He started this conversation. He's sitting there. He's like, no, say it, say it, say it. And he gets more and more angry. And she's like, what do you want me to say? And he's like, come on, come on, come on, come on, say it, say it. Ew. And she gets so just like, I don't know what's going on. Like, this is weird behavior. Interestingly, all over the internet, I was not the only woman who had experienced that kind of behavior from a man. And maybe that's why I was like, no.
He knew.
This guy is emotionally abusive.
Yeah.
Because I've experienced that. Other women who had been in relationships like that were like, oh, these are absolutely the red flags that you see in a person, in a man who becomes very emotionally abusive.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought that was interesting.
I need to catch up on this. I watched the first episode and I wanted to keep watching. Had I known that my best friend was watching it, I would have. So we could talk about
it. I'm not proud of this, okay?
I'm proud of you.
No, you should not be proud of this. And I will not be doing this again.
No, don't tell me that. You're like, I've watched every single season. And well, now I'm kind of tapped out.
This is like, I'm going to see this through because like Cole and I will curl up on the couch and he'll rub my feet. It's like okay, we're going to do this and there's nothing else to watch.
But at least this would have given us something to talk about.
We're talking about it now.
Three seasons later, I could have talked to you about.
Did you see on the second season, after all that mess, the last slide, the two couples who had gotten married ended up divorced?
Yes.
I'm like, what is this mess?
These couples have decided to not continue their, or something like that.
No kidding. Like, you proposed after 9 days. Yeah. I don't believe anything that's going on in this show. Like, we are the generation that had The Hills.
Yeah.
You think I believe any of this? No.
And the
you think I don't know that these people are on here for the 15 minutes of fame it gives them? Ugh, please. Anyway.
Okay, well, that was my first. I wanted to talk about reality TV and see what you thought about it. But now, because I already know that you tried The Bachelor and it didn't work out.
Gave it a valiant effort because I love you. But that really sent me over the, I couldn't do it.
That's just a different ball game. I think at least Love is Blind is entertaining in the way that there's a lot of different dynamics and stuff.
That's
and
true.
You can kind of pick apart each relationship when it's the same dirtbag of a man talking to like 25
and
women.
And making out with this.
It's too much. I used to love it. I would watch it religiously and now I can't do it. I tried to watch the most recent season of both The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Literally got like an episode or two in and I couldn't do it. So anyway. I just wish you would, you know, watch other shows with me, but it's fine. Speaking of shows, Netflix shows that you're into right now. Or, well, not necessarily only Netflix, because I have a couple on each platform that I'm really into right now. Netflix, Hulu, and HBO Max. Well, that goes into reality TV, though. The new Kardashian show.
Oh, no. Over my dead body, would I watch?
It's not like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, though. It's
okay,
not.
But
at all.
I've not watched Keeping Up. I saw like an episode of Keeping Up.
So
I was
saying,
like, this is absolute garbage.
And it was, absolutely. The new show, completely different vibes. Completely.
No, I don't want, I can't, no.
I'm telling you, I like the Kardashians. I can't help it.
See, I absolutely detest them.
What about like the different things? Like, as we all know, Kendall is like the most chilled now. She doesn't want the pettiness of her sisters, whatever, and that's fine. She's not really in the show a lot, but every now and then. What about Kim, though, doing all this stuff with, like, law, and she has a new podcast out that she's, like, going through different, like, it's not true crime because it's, like, real.
Well, real.
So is true crime. Not that it's fake. But, like, cases that are currently going on, and she's trying to, like, people that are wrongfully convicted and everything. What do you think about that kind of stuff? I feel like she's more of a human.
I just.
More real.
I have no respect for any of them.
Really?
So I don't care that she's doing that. I mean, that's great for her. Okay. Wahoo. But I have no respect for these people.
Why?
Because, they're so trashy, number one. Like, they're just so trashy.
I agree with that.
They are responsible for some of the most outrageous and disgusting trends And then lament in all their wealth and all that they've done, like, oh, like, you know, because they get caught like photoshopping and like, no kidding, you're photoshopping, like, you know, the standards, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you literally set you that set outrageous BBL standard.
That's true.
And like, now that you've decided not to do that and we're going back toward being, you know, what they call that, heroin skinny or whatever, like, yeah, everybody's getting skinny. Like, I'm sorry, I have no respect for any of this. They are so responsible for the pressures that are put on women to look a certain way, and that's fine for them. They've got all that money to have that's the best surgeons, yeah, to make them look a certain way, and then put out this idea that, like, this is perfection. Most people cannot attain any of that. They don't have the money for the kind of surgery that's being done, the procedures that are being done. And then they have the audacity to turn around and complain about not feeling, you know, like they're enough. Are you joking me? While you sit in your mansion, woe is you who literally created this standard? I think not.
And I let's just not, set her
let
off.
Is not, let's oh, not no. forget.
She's that getting Kim loud.
Kardashian became famous for making a sex tape. Okay, I have no respect for this That's woman. True. She is literally prostituting herself,
yeah,
in various ways. For what? Money? Is that really it? And that's great that she supposedly has helped some people who were wrongfully convicted. You know, that's great. That's a good thing.
The one
but
good
when,
thing.
When we make judgments about people and how we feel about them, whether we respect them or not, we look at them as a whole, at yeah, the whole of their actions. Mm-hmm. And the whole of her actions and her family's actions make me sick. Okay? There you go. That's my rant. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Pop culture.
I feel very uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfy. Ugh. That's what I have to say.
Okay.
I'm not a Kardashian girly.
I see that.
Well, the thing is, I'm not a, like, I don't like them as people.
Right.
I like the show because it's entertaining.
I understand that.
Okay. There's no judgment on my end from you enjoying the show.
Oh.
This is my personal opinion about them.
About them as people. Mm-hmm. Not about me as a person.
No.
For watching them.
No.
Interesting. I feel like I just got, I feel like I'm in timeout. Anyway, other
literally
shows.
They turned the podcast off. Oh, Jennifer's ranty.
Yeah.
She's gone off on pop culture.
So, did you watch The Patient?
I did not, and I'm not going to because I listened to what we said, and so now I know the ending.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, well, there's no point in going.
If you didn't know the ending, though, I honestly think you would have liked that show.
You think?
I really do.
Cole asked me, he's like, would you be interested in this? Yeah. He was intrigued by it.
I know you're a tough critic, but I actually think you would have liked it.
I am a tough critic.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the reason I hadn't watched it at all yet is because I just, like, I don't enjoy or think that it's good to entertain yourself on such dark things.
Uh-huh.
I don't see, one, like, that's just wreaks havoc on your emotional and mental health.
Yeah.
Like, that's not entertaining, mm-hmm, in my opinion. I know that some people aren't affected by it. It would affect me,
yeah,
deeply. So that's why I originally was like, you know what? I don't think this is good for me, mm-hmm, to put this kind of thing in my mind. So I said no. And then when I listened to what we said, I was like, well, what's the point in even trying now if
because
I were even interested?
Because yeah,
I know exactly what happened. So there's, yeah, not even that intrigue, you know?
I have to say, I used to be very – I would watch – horror things and like anything scary. I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And then I came to a point in my adulthood that, mm-hmm, I was like, I don't want to open my spirit, yeah, to that thing. Mm-hmm. Well, this show was a little different. It was not nearly as graphic as the What We Said Girls say it was. Mm-hmm. They didn't like, it never made me feel truly like unsettled in my, yeah, spirit about it. So I felt okay watching it. There are things that I've tried to watch, mm-hmm, that I've turned off. Okay, The Watcher is another show on Netflix right now. The problem is I want to finish it because I'm only like 3 episodes in and it's starting to like make me nervous,
mm-hmm,
but like not in the unsettled, I shouldn't be watching this because I feel like I'm opening my spirit to something. It's like I'm unsettled because I can't, what's happening kind of,
yeah,
thing. So I started watching that. Here's another one. In my defense,
mm-hmm,
I only watched one episode. But in my defense, I did not know the story of Jeffrey Dahmer. I didn't. I didn't know anything about him.
You didn't.
I didn't. And so I...
No, I mean, you didn't. You watched it.
Well, I didn't even get through the first episode. I turned it on because I thought, ooh, documentary about, you know. Yeah. I didn't know. It's not a documentary, no. First of all. It's like a reenactment. Mm-hmm. Okay, these people are genuinely, like, reliving and retelling this story. It's awful. I didn't know that he... I'm not even going to go into the details. I didn't know. I just didn't know. So I'm thinking I'm going to watch a documentary about a killer and it's going to be, you know, quickly learned that was not the case. Turned it off. I felt so sick. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
So in my defense, I had no idea what I was getting into. And I turned that one right off, clicked that little button, went back to home and picked something else. I think I literally watched like New Girl or something upbeat after that because I was like, no. So that kind of stuff. But with The Patient, I didn't feel that way. And it was very, maybe because it wasn't real,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. I knew that it, so, and I watched every single episode, and I thought Steve Carell, all I know him from is, like, The Office and funny roles, so to see him play a very serious, I was very impressed with him.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Steve Carell, like, I was very, I liked it. I liked it a lot. The Watcher, have you watched any of that?
Yeah.
Have you heard about, oh, you literally just said you've watched it, and I'm like, have you heard about it? I thought you were gonna say no. Okay, keep going.
I ended up turning it off.
Did you watch?
I know the ending.
Oh, I don't.
There's no payoff.
Really?
There's no payoff.
Well, that's frustrating.
So I was like, why would I?
I'm like three episodes in. I fell asleep. Steven watched like four more last night till midnight, and I just
like crashed. I get because it is intriguing. It has that kind of like psychological thriller.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But apparently, there's no payoff.
Hmm.
And it started to just, like, it just went too far for me. I was like, there's just too many things happening. And then, like, that one character, that supposed friend is just so crass. I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. You know? Yeah. And then if there's not going to be a payoff, like, I want to know what nobody knows what's happening.
Yeah.
What is – there's literally no point. So.
Yeah.
I moved on.
I feel like lately shows are just – have they run out of ideas?
You know what is good?
What?
The Good Nurse.
I have not watched this.
You should watch it. That's actually intriguing.
Okay.
And it's based on something that actually happened.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And you get at the end, they tell you what actually happened.
The Good Nurse.
How many sentences the person was serving for what they did. But it has Eddie Redmayne and I can't remember the woman's name.
What would I know him from? That sounds familiar.
What has he been in? Ooh, he plays Scamander in the most recent Harry Potter stuff. No?
Okay.
I can't think of anything else.
Huh.
But he's a very, very good actor.
Okay. And, Good Nurse. I'm going to...
Oh, and Netflix? Jessica Chastain. And I'm pretty sure they're both Academy Award winners. Wow. And for good reasons. They're very good actors.
Okay. I'll have to check that one out.
It's good. It's just creepy enough. You know, and it's intriguing because it's based on actual events.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
And it's well acted. It's emotional. And it doesn't get like so, I don't like watching things that are dark and sadistic. Like,
yeah,
you know,
me either.
So if you're going to watch something that puts you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
That's, and then actually be given real information at the end about, okay, what even transpired? Yes. How did they catch this person? And were they brought to justice? You know, you get that.
I like that. Well, and I think I don't even remember if I finished my thought because I'm so spastic. But earlier, I used to watch anything scary. But I really do. There's a difference between something that can keep me on the edge of my mm-hmm. seat, but not make me feel unsettled.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. And that's hard to find because I feel it like is. Anything that's like thrilling has that dark.
Mm-hmm.
demonic evil and I don't like that I'm not gonna welcome that into my home.
Yeah,
but I also want something that's gonna like make me think or like be
never remember. Did you finish Hill House and Bly Manor?
I didn't.
Didn't we attempt to watch an episode together? We
did we?
Way back here.
Remember? Yes, we did. And I loved it, but then I think I got like way behind and then you just like soared past. And you're like, there's a second season. And I'm like, I haven't finished the first.
But I love those.
I need to
Because they're, I mean, they're creepy.
Yeah, they are. I need to finish watching this. But they're not like...
Well, the whole point of those stories, it seems, the consistent theme when he puts out stuff, is that the story that's being told is usually more about grief, loss, you dealing with real things that happen in life. And these people are always just happen to be like in a home that is haunted.
Yeah.
It's not a horror show.
Right.
They just so happen to be like, oh, there's ghosts around. Like, so it adds a creepy element.
Yeah.
But what they're actually dealing with in the show are real emotional things.
Yeah.
And so you get a real payoff.
I'll try it again. Because I didn't give it a fair chance.
Hill House is my favorite.
Hill House. And then the Bly Manor is
that Bly one. Manor. That one is Cole's favorite.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, I don't want to ruin. I can't say some things because if you've not seen it, but.
Yeah, don't.
That one's good.
Because I actually want to watch this.
Yeah.
I've said that like 5 times. But I actually will, though.
We're not even in the spooky month anymore.
I know. Well, it's funny because I was listening to the What We Said podcast, and JC was talking about how she only allows herself to watch those things in the month of October. And mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting. And I was like, oh, to have like a spooky season, genuinely. Yeah. And then when it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
And I like that idea. But like, maybe I'll do that next year. Because I want to catch up on all the fun things now. You know?
We'll be sitting here next year saying the same thing.
Maybe I'll watch it next year.
Maybe I'll watch it.
I really do want to. So another like psychological thriller mm-hmm. recently that I watched was Don't Worry, Darling with Harry Styles.
I know, because you were texting me in the theater.
In the middle.
I had seen it before her, you guys.
Yeah.
So I knew what was coming for her.
I was shooketh. Completely. When I say that movie had me sick to my stomach because I couldn't, I did not understand what was happening. Mm-hmm. And then they genuinely leave the twist until the very end. And I know that you said, did you say you called it or like you knew what was going to happen or no?
I think I did tell you that. I mean, I felt like the way the story played out, it was so obvious
what
was
going on.
The only thing I didn't catch, I did assume that they were actually in that time.
Me too.
I didn't assume that. It was all a virtual world.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the husbands were sketchy. Obviously, something was going on. Well, I just couldn't figure out how they got there.
Yes. And so, and I will say, I knew that it was sketchy.
Yeah.
But I didn't always know that he was the culprit. Or, like, that he was evil. Mm-hmm. At first, I thought that they were both being tricked into something. I couldn't figure out what's happening. The one moment in the movie, if you haven't seen this, you might want to skip ahead because I'm going to talk about a very specific point in the movie when it's the night of the celebration, he gets the big promotion and he's dancing and doing things that are seemingly out of his control. And then the guy, I can't remember his name, but the big guy,
yeah.
Is like, it looks like he's kind of controlling him or like making things happen. Then I was like, wait, what is? It didn't look humanly possible for him to be flipping around like that.
Yeah.
So then I thought, maybe it is. I didn't know it was virtual. But I was like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
This can't be all real. Is it like a freaking hologram? Like, I was very confused.
Yeah.
So that's the moment when I started really questioning, huh? You know? But the entire movie, I was on the edge of my seat. I loved that movie. I would literally go pay to see it in theaters 5 more times.
Really?
It was so good. I loved it. And I think I'm partial to it because I love Harry Styles.
I think he's just not a very good actor.
I think I had lower expectations, honestly. I thought it was going to be awful because he's a musician. He's an artist. He's not an actor at all. So I thought he actually did better than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, I thought I would give him like a 7 out of 10 acting.
Okay.
But I also love Harry Styles.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know.
I might give him like a 5.
A 5? Really?
Yeah. It was not convincing.
Mm,
I'm not saying that like, you know, when he was, you know, projecting emotion that it didn't feel like, oh, that's, you know, that's some deep emotion. It just was not believable. He didn't convince me that he was the character and not Harry Styles.
Really?
That's the thing for me. I need to forget who that person is.
See, and I did.
When I'm watching
He was not Harry Styles to me in that movie. Because now watching other things, I feel very confused because I'm like, that's the same man that I just watched. Like TikToks and stuff are of him at his concerts. I'm like, he did both. You know, I just thought I was very impressed. Yeah. But I was so jealous that JC went to a freaking Harry Styles concert. I want to go so bad. I do. Because to me, concerts are like a whole experience.
Yeah.
Another concert I want to go to. And here's the thing. I have never been a self-proclaimed Swiftie. And I'll admit it. I've never been so invested to like dig through the Easter eggs and find, you know. But it intrigues me in a way that like her fan base is so committed.
Mm-hmm.
And they find these little things. And it's very interesting to me. And now that I've seen everything like unfold with this new Midnights album, and she's in her, what's it called? The
Era Tour.
Era Tour. I want to go to a concert, but I'm going to have to do a lot of catching up, I think.
Yeah.
Because I know her big songs, but I don't know enough to like actually go and enjoy myself and be able to like sing all the songs and stuff. I would have to really do my homework. But all of a sudden, I'm like, do I want to be a Swiftie? I think I do. I can't. I don't know. Like, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I used to be like, okay, it's not that big of a deal. It's Taylor Swift. Because I'm still thinking Teardrops on My Guitar.
No.
I'm still thinking, you know.
Yeah.
But she's so beyond.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of. I don't know. You might have another Swiftie on your hands,
it's
Taylor.
Like she's created what you get to experience when you read it. A book that's written by a good author.
Yeah.
So, like, at the Eras Tour, people that have been diehard fans that know about all these breadcrumbs, things are coming full circle for them that are, like, 10 years in the making.
And I don't – I can't
grasp that.
It's
that payoff that excites people in the same way that, like, if you read multiple books from an author and they leave breadcrumbs like that and suddenly
and
they
then
tie
finally,
in something from the first book, you're like,
what? Mind-blowing.
It's the same kind of thing.
She's a genius.
And I think that that is quite extraordinary to see in somebody, that to bring qualities like that to the music world.
Yeah.
It's just really cool.
It's so cool. And I honestly wish I would have been with her from the beginning because I love stuff like that. But honestly, her mind, to make that all come together, that's mind-blowing to me. I don't understand it. It's so cool.
It is very cool.
So now I'm like, not me actually Googling, like, trying to... I was trying to look at all of the Easter eggs and little breadcrumbs and stuff from the beginning to, like, very late in the game, try to piece them all together. There's no way. There's no way. Mm-hmm. I was trying really hard. It's kind of embarrassing. I was like, what, you know, what was the first Easter egg? What was the first blah, blah, blah? And there's no piecing it together unless you actually did it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because you're going to miss something. And, like, all these... Like, Taylor Swift talk is a big deal right now. And all these people are posting like, oh my gosh, I knew this was happening. Or like 5 years ago. And I'm just like, I can't even wrap my head around it. She made it all work from the beginning. And all these people are like, literally would probably die for her.
Oh my God.
It's so ridiculous. Like, I'm serious.
Yeah, some people are, they go too far.
Go too far.
Yeah.
And it's like their whole lives are invested in her albums and her blah, blah, blah. I can't imagine having that many people. That's got to be stressful.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it. Not me. No.
Couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me.
No.
Like, I used to, when I was little, I literally used to want to be famous. No, there's no way. I couldn't do it. I'm too sensitive.
Couldn't deal with the hate comments online.
Literally,
oh my gosh.
Somebody's mean to me one time and I like quit my whole life. Quit
my, not my whole life. My whole life. That's it. I'm done.
My
I'm
whole
checking
career,
out, you guys.
I'm like, nope, I don't want to do it anymore.
Somebody trolled me. And then, like, literally us sharing way too much information on this podcast. People
much.
Probably secretly troll us and we don't even know it. People probably sit in their cars and listening and be like, burr, burr, burr.
Oh no.
Just like trashing us.
The only reason they listen to
yeah,
us
they
to
listen
make fun
so
of
they
us.
Can make fun of us.
Oh, and here we are thinking, like, we have a bunch of supporters. All five of you. You secretly hate us.
I mean, ranting about the Kardashians.
I
bet I'll get hate.
I feel very in trouble.
Why?
I don't know.
It wasn't directed at you, though.
I don't know. No, but here's the thing. I don't disagree with you. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. I completely agree with everything you're saying. But it's, like, not enough hatred in my heart to, not saying you hate them, but, like, you know, mm-hmm. to not watch their show. Because it's very entertaining.
Okay.
I'm just trying to defend myself.
To each their own. You don't need to defend yourself.
I do.
Listen, I've watched Love is Blind. That is absolute trash.
Okay.
I'm not going to defend myself. You don't need to defend yourself either. Yeah. That's just my personal opinion about those people and what those they put people out. So I just don't partake.
Okay. Fair enough. That's all she wrote. No, I'm trying
to think of nothing else about pop culture.
Well, pop culture, like, that's Kardashians too. Like half of my pop culture knowledge is literally like, okay, what is your take on JC Jenner?
I think it's hilarious.
I love it so much.
I love following it. And it blows my mind that people will get in the comments and, like, they don't understand the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all in on it. We're having a great time.
We are all in on it.
And then people get in there like, you're so full of yourself.
I can't believe you actually think Kendall Jenner is going to copy you.
And it's just like, you can't possibly believe that she's serious. If you are in our age range, you have been exposed to this type of humor.
Yes.
You have. I know
it. You should get it.
I know for a fact, if you're on TikTok, you know this humor.
Yes.
Be quiet.
Like, shut up.
Like, why are you coming after this person when all of us are having a great, innocent time? Nobody's being harmed by any of this. Nobody's being belittled or torn down.
It's just for
it's
fun.
It's a fun joke.
Did you see that, like, they featured her TikTok on, like, what was it?
I was some cracking
Good Morning America or, like, something.
I was listening to that while I was walking the dog.
When TikTok woman claims that Kendall Jenner.
Yes.
Love it so much.
It's so fun.
It is.
You know?
It's fun. I am waiting for the day, like, at some point she has to acknowledge it, right?
The Kendall?
Yeah. Because she's more. But I'm not saying she has to, but I'm saying, why wouldn't she? Like, that's fun. Why wouldn't she?
Yeah. I think it'd be so fun if they just had her on the podcast.
Me too. Like, that's what I'm saying. If it all came together at some point.
The joke crescendos with her coming onto the podcast. Yeah. Like, how fun.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Because JC is famous enough, she could figure out a connection. And, like,
oh, yeah. And remember the episode she talked about, Hailey Bieber, who's like best friends with
follows
Kendall.
Followed her on TikTok.
So you know she's had to have mentioned it.
Heard something.
Yeah.
I would be so happy if that happens. And, like, if they can just talk and be in the same room and talk about it, it would be so funny.
Yeah.
Are there any other, like, podcasts that you've really liked lately, or?
I keep trying to like other podcasts.
Me too.
And it just.
I only like ours. I'm just kidding.
I have a difficult time connecting to other podcasts.
I do too.
I don't know what it is. I need to feel like I'm listening to my friends chat. Like, uh-huh. I'm in a circle, like the way that we do.
Yeah.
Just kind of carry on. I need there to be inside jokes between the people talking that I will never understand, but I'm laughing at the fact that they're laughing.
Yes.
You know, that's why I like what we said so much, and I just have not found that in anything else.
Have you listened to I Have to Call My Sister?
I tried.
Really?
It didn't do it for me.
I love it.
I tried that.
I think it's because their dynamic reminds me of me and my sister a lot.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I feel like I connect to them.
Probably.
Because, I don't know. But I love that podcast. It's ridiculous. Like, it's literally what we said, have to call my sister, all the things.
You listen to our podcast?
No.
See?
No. I mean,
do you ever play our podcast? I mean, you edit them. So
I was going to say, technically, when I edit, I'm listening to the whole episode.
I do, though, because I like to see how things are pieced together.
Yeah.
And sometimes they sit and laugh at us. And be like, we're so ridiculous.
We're so funny. I love us. No, I do sometimes, though. Like, if we're on a long road trip,
mm-hmm.
or I've tried, like, in the beginning stages when I was mm-hmm. like, hey, Mom, hey, Ashley, you should listen. I would listen with them and stuff. And we're really funny.
Oh, my God.
We're just amazing.
I honestly like sometimes to listen back and then assess what things I need to change in myself. perhaps. You know, like I should probably maybe I didn't use tact in that response. Maybe I should be more tactful in the future. Maybe not be so, here's my opinion. Like,
I hate the Kardashians.
You know, like, maybe I should temper myself at times. Okay. You know, maybe wisdom would say, hey, pull it back. Reel it in.
Reel it in, sis.
You know? So I use it as a growth tool. Me literally not growing at all since we started this.
If anything, we've gotten worse.
Oh my gosh.
We're growing backwards.
You know what that makes me think of?
Benjamin Button.
Oh, well, no, but that works too. Have you seen Tenet? Did you like Tenet? Because I loved Tenet.
I watched it 3 times in the theater.
Oh, I've only seen it once.
Loved it. The second time's better.
I'm sure. I think it's like Inception, where the more you watch it, the more you catch, which I love. It's like reading a good book.
Yes. I
so appreciated in Tenet that when they go back in time, they literally have to go backwards. But time keeps moving forward past them.
Yeah.
So I've never seen that represented in that way.
Yeah. It was cool.
And it was just a great visual. I really appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. That was a better analogy. I'm like, Benjamin Button. No, obviously not. Okay. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Is that it?
I don't know. Can you think of anything else?
I feel like I'm not actually abreast of pop culture, like what's going on in pop culture, really. There's just a few things that I'm kind of aware of, but
I don't know. I like staying
in the know.
In the know, but I'm not so much in the know anymore. I used to be all over pop culture, everything.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I know the major, like obviously Taylor Swift's new album and little things like that, but honestly, I also feel like it's been a boring couple of years for pop culture in general. Like, there's nothing that's really...
I mean, with everybody all locked up in their houses for so long.
That's true. Well, the biggest thing I feel like, was it this year or last year, the whole Johnny Depp and Amber Heard thing? That was beginning of this year, right?
I can't believe that people were wasting their time following that.
I only followed it, like, toward the end. When it started, like, going all over TikTok.
I watched a few clips on because they were on TikTok.
Amber Heard is the cringiest person I've ever met.
You know Amber.
I do not know her. I don't. I've ever seen. I've ever watched.
It was fascinating to see clips of her on the stand.
Yeah.
Just wondering, like, what is going through this person's mind?
Not much.
You know, like, the whole "my dog stepped on a bee" clip absolutely killed me.
Yeah.
She and then she like cringes at herself for even what was that?
But yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to go back like the last year. Chris Rock slapped Will Smith. No.
Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Yes. And then the Amber Heard and Chris.
Oh my god. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Which only revealed even more so what a terrible person Johnny Depp is. Do you not agree?
I mean, yes and no. She looked a heck of a lot worse than he did in that whole thing.
Well, I mean, in the context of why they were there.
Like emotional
absolutely.
Stability.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But he's a vile person.
Oh.
Based on his private text messages. Because those are things we shouldn't know, right?
Absolutely.
That's what it revealed about him. Oh, he's vile.
Yes, I completely agree with that. So, but if we're just comparing the two of them based on that trial.
No, in that situation.
She's
psychopath.
Psycho. But yes, absolutely. I agree. We did not.
It just ruins the Captain Jack Sparrow thing.
I know.
You're like, ugh. Ew.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the kind of person you are? That's so vile.
Yeah. I agree.
How disappointing.
How disappointing.
Not that I expected him to be a saint.
Right.
But holy cow.
Yeah.
Could have been a little. Who says things like that? Who has thoughts like that?
And
then feels comfortable saying that
to
a friend?
Yeah. It's one thing. Nobody needs to have thoughts like that. But at least have enough self-awareness that if you have those thoughts, realize,
like, check yourself, maybe.
I need to get it together. Like, that's not okay to share.
Don't then go say that to somebody.
And not think twice
like
about
that's
it.
A fine thing to say.
No. That's a no for me. Yeah. And then... Yeah.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote. Yeah, I wish I knew more about what's going on. But it's been a weird couple of years, man. And it's like, so much has happened, yet so little has happened. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Not only in pop culture, but in like in my life, in everything's like just...
Things feel kind of stagnant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did we... How is it almost 2023? COVID started in 2020.
12 weeks, wasn't it? No, 2 weeks, excuse me. Just 2 weeks.
Oh.
Isn't that what we were told? Just 2 weeks. And then life will be back to normal.
Mm.
Speaking of full circle stuff, have you ever watched any of the Gabriel Iglesias stand-up?
No.
So the context for why this absolutely made my day. He has a Netflix special right now. And he is probably one of my favorites. He does use some bad language sometimes, but he's so funny in just a, like, a storytelling way.
Mm-hmm.
When I was about 18, I was introduced by my current boyfriend to this Gabriel Iglesias on, like, YouTube. And he had this one joke in between. It was, like, his original joke. And it's so funny. The other night, Cole's like, hey, let's watch this Gabriel Iglesias special. I'm like, I'm totally down because this is nostalgic for me. And he's, like, a middle-aged man now. It's, like, an hour and a half long. He goes over the time. It's a whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And you're in it. He's telling all these stories. And he gets to the end. He's making this joke about how this is the greatest moment of my life. Like, this Netflix special. And he's like, there's no other way to say it. But I was driving one night and he starts the original joke. And the entire, because he's in a full-on arena.
Oh, wow.
Thousands of people. Everybody starts screaming. I leapt up off the couch. And I was like, no, 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 no. And then at the end, we all said the punchline. We're like, because you can smell it. Like, it was the greatest. It was so fun because it brought me back to being in high school, like being not a freshman. Oh my God, I was not 18, freshman. A senior having graduated.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool to see somebody tie in that original
that
people
really
thought
cool.
was so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Those are the kind of people that really are where they're supposed to be. Like, they can captivate the audience and it's mm-hmm. like genuine talent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's so many people that are famous.
Mm-hmm.
The Kardashians that are like
that have no talent.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
How are you famous in the first place? Unfortunately, we know. But like, what are you bringing
to the table?
To the table.
Your BBL.
How are you making the world a better place?
Exactly.
AKA, you're not.
You're not.
You're done.
You're done. You're done. Oh, all of the TikTok audios.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. There was a period of time where I said, absolutely not will I ever download that stupid app. That is dumb. No.
Mm-hmm.
And then I downloaded it. And I never looked back. I'm a TikTok girly. I cannot.
All the cringy dances we did just to pass time. No regrets.
Oh, regrets. Big regrets. No I went back through my TikTok and literally deleted 90%.
Oh, not me. I'm leaving it.
No.
Listen, it was an era.
It was an embarrassing era, for sure. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The morning toast. I also love that. It's the toast.
Really? Just mm-hmm. the toast?
Just the toast.
Maybe I'll try it again. It didn't do it for me.
The first few episodes I listened to, I hated it. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry, girls, if you're listening.
Oh, my God. We get canceled by five people.
Yeah. But it's so good now. I love it. I have to call my sister is also great. But anyway.
I'll try them again.
Try them again.
Yeah.
Just do it. It's really great.
I mean, it's not like everything we've ever put out is just amazing.
No.
Think about it.
I'd say it is.
Our podcast is elite.
No, we are up there, okay? On the charts. We really are. Did you know we're in the top 10? The top 10 of... I've never heard of this podcast. Just kidding. Okay, wait. One thing I did not tell.
Yeah. I'm sweating.
I am too. It's actually very hot in here.
It's because I'm PMSing. Oh, it's because it's hot in here?
Yes. And we have these
ginormous. It's like 70 degrees in here.
But we have the things on.
We have furry blankets right now.
Are these the same blanket?
They're exactly the same.
I love it.
I regret getting them.
Both of them?
Yeah, because my dog thinks it's an animal. Oh. And she tries to groom it.
Like that?
Yes.
Wait. Sorry. Before we go,
mm-hmm.
I made an announcement a couple of podcasts ago that I was, I had a possible job opportunity, went to have the interview. They offered me the job on the spot.
Of course.
And I am now going to be an elementary school nurse. Ah, I'm so excited. Wow. So sorry. I'm thrilled. Yeah. I start next month.
Very exciting.
My life is going to be back to normal, hopefully, within reason. But I'm excited. I think it'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep you guys informed on all the fun school nurse things. And guess what? I bought some, well, oh, I thought you were about to sneeze.
No, I had to yawn.
Okay.
I didn't sleep well, sorry.
I can wear any color I want. Oh, so I bought three pair of fixed scrubs.
Not together. You mean like, I got to get on a budget.
I know. Not you dropping your jaw and you spent $2,000.
Well, ultimately, it was there's not a microphone recording everything I'm saying.
I'm going to whisper.
Yeah, I spent $400 on scrubs. Me being like, how could you?
She's like, oh my gosh.
$3,000 worth of couture dresses.
No. In my house. Anyway. No, but I bought olive, like a sage green. Yes. I bought a terracotta. And about a dark cherry color.
Ooh.
Super excited.
Yes.
So they're all joggers and then the basic.
Very fall.
Yes, very fall.
I love it.
And then I bought a new lanyard with like interchangeable little badge reel toppers. Yeah. Did you ever read The Rainbow Fish, the book, as a child?
I don't recall reading it, but I do know what you're talking about.
So I have the little rainbow fish. I have one that says school nurse. I have a bunch of things. I'm super excited. And I have a little office that I get to decorate.
That is so great.
It's going to be awesome.
And we get to see each other more.
Yeah. Literally, I'll be working in Bluffton.
I know.
I mean, in this local area.
They know. We've said where we live so many times.
Nobody's going to stalk us.
It's here's my address.
Wow. But yeah, so
nobody's gonna stop.
Hold on. Oh no, it went away. Okay, so yeah, that's the thing. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. I'm super excited. I'll start that next month. It's like I just can breathe a sigh of relief, you know?
Yeah.
I was so nervous for that interview, and then I walked in. There was a panel. It was the principal, both vice principals, both nurses, the director of like everything. Literally 8 people. And I was like, they're going to hate me. I was so scared.
Why would you think that?
I didn't really think that. But, like, I was just nervous that I was going to panic and they weren't going to see who I really was.
Right.
They were going to see, like, wow, she's quiet, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was great. We were laughing. We were cutting up. I felt like I was at home, you know?
That's so nice.
And I had zero reservations when she called me because I had literally – she was like, we'll get back to you in like 48 hours. And I was like, okay. Me not gonna sleep for like 2 days. I was so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I got out to my car, shut the door, called Steven, told him I thought it went well. Ended that call. She was calling me to offer me the job. It was great. So I don't know where I was going with that. All that to say, when she offered me the job, there was no like, yeah, like that's exciting. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, let me talk to my husband. Let me pray about it. Because I had already been praying about it, girl. I knew if they offered me this job, it's a yes. Like, I had no reservations, no hesitations at all. So
I'm excited for
thank
you.
Thank you. And I just can't wait to see you more.
I know. Awesome. It'll be so much easier for us to actually take time to record and stuff.
Yeah. And just hang out and like
have trash bag crew hangs.
Oh, yes. We haven't had a trash bag crew hang.
We haven't had
long.
A pizza night and movie watch. That'd be fun. We should do that.
We need to do it soon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, there's your not so pop culture episode.
That's the title.
Yeah.
Not so pop culture. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you had fun. I hope you enjoyed the little rants, you know?
I don't think it was a very little rant.
My major TED Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like the Kardashians. Don't cancel me. Okay.
kidding.
Happy Thursday, right? It's Thursday, or whenever you are listening to this. Hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful day. We love you, and no, not that's what we.
I know. I can't. Okay. We love you guys, and on that note,
we'll see you next time.
Bye.